The funding comes via Governor Tony Evers and the Federal CARES Act stimulus. Thompson says it will be used to purchase two different kinds of tests. He says the UW originally planned to buy highly accurate diagnostic tests, but shortages of testing supplies pushed the system to contract with test maker Quidel to purchase what are known as antigen tests, which are less accurate.
We were able to get in line and get a contract for 315,000 tests. Now, the problem is that the federal government can jump in front of us, but we think we're okay with Quidel.
Thompson says the goal is to test all students in dorms every 2 weeks. Health experts warn that antigen tests are not as effective unless they're administered at least twice a week. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.